Microsoft finds attackers. Hiding malware commands in BNB chain contracts, Microsoft Threat Intelligence reported that attackers are using BNB Smart Chain smart contracts to store and deliver malware instructions, a method that turns a public blockchain into a hosting layer for malicious code. The disclosure was flagged by crypto researcher Wu Blockchain on August 8, 2026, citing Microsoft's threat research. The core idea is simple and hard to stop. Instead of hosting attack instructions on a normal web server that defenders can seize or block, the attackers write those instructions into a smart contract deployed on chain. Compromised machines then read the contract to fetch their next command. From the network's point of view, that red looks like ordinary blockchain activity. The technique bypasses the usual takedown playbook. Most malware operations depend on command and control infrastructure, servers that tell infected machines what to do next. Defenders fight back by identifying those servers and taking them offline, whether through hosting providers, domain seizures, or IP blocks. Cut the server, and the malware goes deaf. Putting the instructions inside a smart contract removes that pressure point. A public chain like BNB Smart Chain has no takedown button. The data is replicated across thousands of nodes and cannot be edited or deleted by a single party. Reading it costs almost nothing and does not require a transaction, so there is no on-chain fee trail that would flag the lookup. Security tools that watch for connections to suspicious domains see a request to a mainstream blockchain endpoint instead. Researchers have documented this general approach before under the name Ether Hiding, first seen on other chains. The Microsoft finding shows the pattern moving on to BNB Smart Chain, one of the most heavily used networks by transaction volume. Public infrastructure abused, not the chain itself broken. Worth being precise about the risk. This is not an exploit of BNB Smart Chain, and it does not mean the network was hacked. Smart contracts are designed to store arbitrary data and return it on request. The attackers are abusing a normal capability, the same way spammers abuse email or criminals abuse public file sharing sites. The chain is doing exactly what it was built to do. That distinction matters for anyone holding assets on the network. Nothing here suggests funds on BNB Smart Chain are directly at risk from this specific technique. The threat is aimed at endpoints, the laptops and servers that get infected through the usual routes: phishing, malicious downloads, or booby-trapped software. The blockchain is the delivery mechanism for the next stage, not the initial breach. BNB is the token behind BNB Smart Chain. As of August 8, 2026, it traded at 590.66, down 0.4% on the day, holding a market cap near $78.7 billion. The price showed no meaningful reaction to the report, which fits the read that this is a security tooling story rather than a market event. Consequences for wallets and crypto users. The direct victims are endpoint owners, but crypto users sit in a specific line of fire. Malware that pulls its instructions this way is often built to hunt for wallet software, seed phrases, browser extensions, and clipboard contents. An infected machine can swap a copied wallet address for the attackers, drain a hot wallet, or capture the keystrokes behind an exchange login. The defense is unchanged by the delivery method. Keeping large balances in hardware or self-custody setups that require physical confirmation blocks an attacker who only controls the software layer. A malware strain can read a contract all it wants. It still cannot approve a transaction that needs a button press on a separate device. Card users who load spending balances from a hot wallet should treat that wallet as a small refillable float rather than a vault, which limits the damage if the funding device is ever compromised. For everyone else, the practical takeaway is that connected to a blockchain node is no longer an automatic sign of safety in network logs. Defenders now have to inspect what a machine is actually reading on chain, not just whether it is talking to a known bad server.